The National Rifle Association is defending the idea that the best response to the Newtown school massacre is to place armed guards in all schools. Executive Vice President Wayne LaPierre made that suggestion last week. This morning he told NBC's Meet the Press the American people support this. In his words, they think it would be crazy not to do it. LaPierre also said the answer to school violence is not to reinstate a ban on assault weapons, as proposed by Senator Feinstein.
You could ban all Dianne Feinsteins. You could do whatever she wants to do with magazines. It's not going to make any kids safer. We got to get to the real problem, the real causes, and that's what the NRA is trying to do.
He says the NRA will develop a plan to recruit volunteers to be armed guards in schools. The last of the 26 people who died at the Sandy Hook school shooting were laid to rest yesterday. NPR's Margo Adler reports the Connecticut governor has issued an order for flags to be returned to full staff.
Flags were lowered to half staff on December 14th in honor of the 20 children and 6 adults killed at the Sandy Hook Elementary School. All around Newtown and Sandy Hook, there are memorials to those who died. Stuffed animals, angels, flowers, these can be seen in many different locations. According to the Newtown Bee, the local newspaper, town selectman Pat Lodra held a town-wide call on Saturday. She said the town highway department would begin the process of removing the temporary memorials next week after the Christmas holidays. She said the materials from these monuments will be processed into soil that will be used to form the foundation of a permanent memorial. Margo Adler, NPR News, Danbury, Connecticut.